بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا سرمدا، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وبجزيل نعمائه، حمدا على ما أعطى وتكرم به ومن، وسبحانه تعالى الذي جعل قلوب عباده الصالحين محلا لأنوار مشاهداته وكرمهم بذكره ومعيته سبحانه وتعالى. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم ارحمنا بهم يا أرحم الراحمين واكتبنا معهم، آمين. It is only natural, as we know as Muslims, that if we speak of Tahara, we must speak of Salah and Khatir. Of today's is a short reminder about Salah, and surely we cannot be in such, insha'Allah ta'ala, a blessed encounter in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in tazkir about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without again emphasizing mostly on salah. لِأَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ. We must never forget that. شَاءَ مَنْ شَاءَ مِمَّنْ تَفَلْسَفْ أَوْ لَمْ يَشَاءَ. الصلاة عماد الدين. Whether those of us who like to philosophize and intellectualize things too much and excessively إلى ذلك like it or not. الصلاة عماد الدين, not anything else. Salah is the عماد of the deen, is the structure that holds the deen. Without salah, there is no deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that towards the ends of time, of the first things and virtues that shall be lifted from amongst the Muslims is al-amana and al-haya, for example, trustworthiness and haya, that quality which I, you know by now, I don't like to translate except by the word haya. And maybe we'll talk about it later. And that the last that shall remain of the deen is salah. Yet he said, وَلَيُصَلِّيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ. And verily there will be people who will perform salah, and they will have no share at all. لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ. خَلَاق يعني النصيب. لا نصيب لهم. In other words, they would quote unquote perform salah, but that salah is as though it is no salah. There is no nasib, no share for them in that salah. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Because of the so many things apparently that are associated in their with salah in their lives, and the presence of their qulub, and the focus of their qulub, and the focus of their hearts, all of those are elements that would render the salah in a shar'i sense as though it did not exist. As-salatu, in the Arabic language, amongst its derivations, the Arabs in the Arabic language say, salaytu al-uda, salaytu al-uda, يعني لينتهu. لينته, I have softened it. you know, they have ways, you know, they have this branch, and then they put it in mud, and they put it sometimes in fire, and it becomes softer. So, and therefore, as-salah has the meaning of talyin, has the meaning of talyin, to soften. It is supposed to soften the individual, and to soften the qalb, and to render the qalb in a state of khushu'. And also in salah, we are in these motions that are not stiff motions, but there are actually motions that would be least described as stiff, but they are motions could be described with lean. We move not in a stiff way, but in a supple, flowing type of motion, not in a stiff way. In addition to many other things, subhanallah, one of the things that I have observed by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that our bodies, as we stand in salah and as we perform salah, if you look at our profile sideways, as we move in time in salah, we draw with our bodies, in Arabic, the word Allah. وَكَفَى بِذَٰلِكَ وَكَفَى بِذَٰلِكَ آيَةً مُبِينَةً لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. It suffices for things like that, for that as subhanallah, as a clear evidence for those of us who have a living heart and who use their heart to see with as well. Some would have described salah is a tawajjuhu bil kulli ila man lahu al kull. Tawajjuhu bil kulli ila man lahu al kull is to direct ourselves with all of ourselves to the one who has all. To direct ourselves with all of ourselves to the one who owns all and who has all. And this, of course, is clear in the indication that when we turn, when we are in salah, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only our physical body is standing in that salah and is directing itself towards the most honored qibla, the Kaaba, but that the qalb, the mind, and the thoughts, all of them are present, and all of them struggle at least to direct themselves towards their creator, their qibla, the qibla of the qalb, the qibla of the sir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, again, as we've been learning this few days, there are certain things we do physically that are intended, and especially because they are repetitive, to infuse in us the inner dimensional aspect of it, and that continuous direction towards the physical qibla, and about which we are seriously warned not to turn away physically from the qibla. I cannot physically turn from the qibla. It will render my salah null and void and useless. Keeping on doing that physically is sending the message for me to realize and then to work for that my qalb is never to turn away from its qibla. That my qalb is never to turn away from its qibla, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore it is said there is an athar in which when the abd turns away in his salah or her salah, and Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala speaks of turning away physically and turning away with your qalb, with your mind, with your thoughts. Al-iltifat, إِذَا الْتَفَتَ الْعَبْدُ فِي صَلَاتِهِ قال الله عز وجل إلى أين؟ إلى خير مني؟ لا إله إلا الله. That when the abd turns in salah, and this turning in Ibn Qayyim speak about it in two ways. The physical turning, people looking right and left and up and down and so on, which is less serious than the turning of the qalb. And he says the second turning, and which is, he believes, the one really intended first, is the turning with our qulub and entertaining that which attracted us at that moment, and then became our himmah, became our concern, became our focus, became our attachment. Then Allah would say, where to something better than me? Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ila ayn, ila khayrin minni, ila ayn, ila khayrin minni. وأن الله عز وجل في حديث أيضا لا يزال ناصبا وجهه إلى العبد وهو في الصلاة ما لم يلتفت ما لم يلتفت. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, subhanallah, continues to turn His glorious face without any anthropomorphic tendencies here, without any tashbih, and without any ta'til. May Allah be exalted from analogies, however that is done, towards his abd, when he or she is in salah, as long as he's focused. Once the abd turns, Allah Azza wa Jal turns away from him, or her. In addition to that very powerful and heartbreaking, subhanallah, and painful realization of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Quddus subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying to me, the abd, ila ayn, ila khayrin minni, where to something better than me, to something better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt that is wrong, and that is painful to realize. Yet we must know. We must know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as you are all aware, the salah was for him, as some described also salah, ursul muhibbin. Salah is Ursul Muhibbin, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous, the salihun, the muqarrabun. The salah is their wedding feast. Salah is the wedding feast of the righteous. Fakana sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as you know, he would, when he wants Bilal sometimes to call for salah, to call the adhan for salah, he would say, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال. O Bilal, bring us rest with it. Call for, in other words, call for salah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters in a world that is even different than the world of outside salah, when he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when his eyes are asleep, his qalb is not asleep. تَنَامُ عَيْنَايَ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبِي, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eyes sleep, but my heart never does. And he says to Bilal, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال. Bring us rest, O Bilal. And when he enters in that salah, his qalb is in front of the divine presence. حضر قلبه حضر قلبه حضر قلبه عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. And thus it is that the Salah that is Imaduddin, it is the most beloved also of the acts of the Abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let anything and anyone, religious or secular or otherwise, dissuade you or us from this. And you know how much this Abd feels uncomfortable to be polite and distressed to hear the word Islam is not only about Salah. And that adverb of only. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أحب العبادات إلى الله أحب الأعمال إلى الله, says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أحب الأعمال إلى الله الصلاة لوقتها الصلاة لوقتها صلاة on time. Salah on time. No other activity at the time of Salah is worth anything relative to Salah. Nothing is as good, as beloved of the good and the beloved things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Salah as Salah. Someone would say, the adhan is called for salah, I'm busy doing something else. No, not dunya. If it's dunya, that's ya latif. I'm busy doing something else. I'm teaching or I'm kada or I'm kada or I'm kada. At that time, there is nothing more beloved to Allah than salah. And in general of ibadat, the most beloved ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salah. Salah contains the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most noble words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It contains the ibadah of the jawarih, of the hands, of the legs, of the eyes, of the ears, subhanAllah, of the head, of the forehead, of the hair, of the bones. All of them in ibadah, in tadallul lillah azza wa jal. And most importantly, the ibadah of the qalb. It contains dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadah of the tongue. It contains dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It contains dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It contains i'tikaf, the concept of i'tikaf in salah. And so many virtues of ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. أَحَبُّ الْأَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا. So sometimes as a test for myself, so that I want to know where I stand approximately with Allah, is this question. How dear is Salah to me? Listen to me, my young brothers and sisters and everyone else. You want to know your position with Allah Azza wa Jal? Then know the position of Salah in your heart. How is it? If you love it, if you can't wait, if when time comes nothing holds you, if you enter it with resolve and commitment and desire and longing and ease and pleasure, and if when you are in it, we are in it, we just want to be in it, I don't want to leave. If that is Salah to me, then inshallah, inshallah, that's an indication that inshallah I'm in khair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Salah, the time for it, whether it comes or not, and my concern about its, about the punctuality of it is indifference, inside of it is also indifference and lack of focus, outside of it, as I finish it, I'm in a hurry to leave. All of those are indications that I may not be at all well with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not at least as I may think. When I have something else to do, legitimate something else to do, versus what I have to do of salah, what is happening inside of me. أَيُّهُمَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ وَأَيُّهُمَا أَشْوَقُ إِلَيْهِ Which are more beloved to me? Which are more desirable to me? Salah or that other thing that even though legitimate. Do I stand bored and lazy? Or do I stand alert and desiring? When time for Salatul Fajr comes, how do I wake up? How do I come to Salah? How do I arrive in Salah? Sleeping? Walking asleep? Waiting until to finish and then I go back immediately to sleep and in Salah I'm thinking of sleeping back? It happens, doesn't it? It happens once and twice out of mistake and indifference. Al-Abdu Da'if, those are not what determines the state of love or other of the Abd to Salah. But if that becomes almost customary, and most of the time, then that's very, very serious. لأن من صفات المنافقين, my dear brothers and sisters, as Allah teaches us in the Quran and His Rasul in the Sunnah, من صفات المنافقين أنهم إذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالا. Of the characteristics of the munafiqun, the most despised creatures, human creatures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that when they come for to salah, they come lazy and bored. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why one of the salihun رحمه الله تعالى, when he's, I think first I heard this text, I don't know the level of its authenticity, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he's talking. And when he talks, how does he talk? That's, of course, we know. He talks gems all the time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his talk is never outside of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally. And then, or he's talking to his wives and so on. And then when time for salah comes and the muezzin calls for adhan, it is said that as though he never knew us. Then he becomes a different one. Now Rabbi has called. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called. So this salih, abid, when he, after he performs wudu and the adhan for salah, he's called, and whatever he's doing and sitting, he stands up running. Takes it literally. And many times they saw him do that and they said, why do you do that? He said, I fear that I would be counted of those about whom Allah said in the Quran, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. I fear to be of those about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and when they stand for salah, to go to salah, and for salah they stand bored and lazy. He took it that literally. رحمه الله تعالى ورضي الله تعالى عنه. How much attachment do I have to salah? How much desire do I have for it? How much do I continue not only to be careful about its external structure, but about its internal structure? How much of that do I do also indicates my degree of istiqamah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My degree of istiqamah, that which the seekers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire ultimately also. How much care do I show for salah, not only at the external level, but now the internal level. If I miss externally, even if I miss Salatul Jama'ah, what do I feel? Even for a good reason, what do I feel? If I miss Salah on time for a legitimate reason, what do I feel? If the person is concerned with those, now with the beautification of all of that, if I feel sorrow and grief and I feel I missed much and I feel a loss and I feel haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are indicators, inshallah, of istiqamah. And if it is otherwise, if that concern is not there, then that's an indication of the lack of istiqamah and of the opposite of istiqamah, my dear brothers and sisters. Come into salah with focus, with desire, not the opposite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَثْقَلُ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ. What is it? الفجر والعشاء. صلاة الفجر والعشاء. The heaviest burden, or the most burdensome salah on the munafiq, or for the munafiq, are the two salawat, namely the beginning of the day, the fajr, and the isha. What is that telling me? It is telling me, if I have those bursts of negative responses like that, then I have characteristics of a munafiq. Wayhi. That's what it is saying. I know my nafs. This is part of knowing the nafs. If that's what happens to me, I have characteristics of a munafiq. I have to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in tawbah and in earnest dua, for I can never run away from Allah except to Him. This is my problem. I don't run away from Allah except to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me. I acknowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the weaknesses. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove from around me the impediments and the obstacles and the other attractions that draw me away from focusing on my salah, that which is most beloved to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He grants me, inshaAllah ta'ala, that I shall never again, gradually or maybe by some jazbah, never again feel bored and heavy waking up for Salatul Fajr and going to the masjid for Salatul Fajr and going to the masjid for Salatul Isha. I ask Allah that subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ عَلِمُوا مَا فِيهِمَا لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَا, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, if those people who pray, who perform salah and say, لا إله الله محمد رسول الله, but this is their characteristic, some of them. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they knew the worth and the glory and the reward that is in those two salawat in particular, they would come to them even if they had to crawl. Even if they had to crawl. And those sahaba who, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ardahum, by the blessed presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who learned from him these things, practice those literally. So you find some of them, as the texts tell us, in an authentic text, a man who would be, he says, he would be carried by two of his brothers, sick, and wants to go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr and Isha. They walk him to the masjid, one on the right and one on the left, to go to the masjid. That other person who said, you know, who lived far away from the masjid and comes to the masjid regularly for salah, Fajr and Isha and every salah, and then he was told, you could buy a donkey and, you know, and walk and ride on the donkey to the masjid. He said, no, I don't want that. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count for me every step I go to the masjid back and forth. I want that reward. Look at this. I want the reward of walking literally to the masjid back and forth. Because he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking of every khatwa, every step to the masjid and back is a mukaffira an al-dhunub wa rafi'a fi al-darajat. that it would atone for sins, each step would atone for sins and would elevate in degrees, and therefore in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is related to have said, أكثروا أكثروا من قرع باب الملك. أكثروا من قرع باب الملك. Aisha الصديقة بنت الصديق said, أكثروا من قرع باب الملك. فقيل بما؟ قالت بالركوع والسجود. بالركوع والسجود. She said رضي الله تعالى عنها, insist continuously, uninterruptedly, in knocking at the door of the sovereign. They asked, how? She replied, a lot of ruku' and sujood. I will stay at your door, O my sovereign. I will stay at your door no matter what. I will stay at your door. And staying at the door of Allah and يَسْتَطْرِحُ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى بَابِ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. How? بِكَفْرَةِ الرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ, بِكَفْرَةِ الْعِبَادَةِ, بِكَفْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, بِكَفْرَةِ الرُّضَى. I shall continue to stand at your door no matter what, in prosperity and in adversity, in health and in sickness, in calamity and in ease, day and night, I shall continue to stand at your door and to knock at the door until one day it will be open. أكثروا من قرع باب الملك بما يا أم المؤمنين بكثرة الركوع والسجود. وإذا صليتم, as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us, صلي صلاة مودع. إذا صليت صلي صلاة مودع كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك وآيس مما في أيدي الناس تكن غنيا وإياك وما يعتذر منه كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when you stand for salah, when you are in salah, be in salah as a person who has said, who has given his wada', his salutations as he or she is leaving for good. Salli salata muwaddi'. A muwaddi' is a person who is leaving for good. When I stand for salah, he said, stand for salah as though you are leaving for good. Leave this dunya with your qalb in salah. Die in your salah. Die from your nafs. Die from the creatures around you. Die from yourself with your qalb. Salli salatam waddi'a, as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't see Him. If you don't see Him, He sees you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees you. That's why some ulama, arifun rahmahullah ta'ala, say, when you stand in salah, even if you don't understand the language of the Qur'an, stand there while your qalb is in the following state, watching Allah watching you. Your qalb watching, Allah watching it, watching you. Subhanallah. Even when you don't understand the words, whether you do or you don't, this state of khushu' and salah, this state of consciousness, is the salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That is the salah with your qalb, my dear brothers and sisters. InshaAllah ta'ala, bi hadha al-qadr kifaya for today. And I think we'll need to say more, bi'ibnillah, about salah, since it is imaduddin. Since it is and it must be the focus of all of the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be the focus of the learned and the focus of the learning and the focus of the alim and the focus of the arif and the focus of the hakim and the focus of the young and the focus of the old, around which everything else revolves. Salah is not subsumed by anything. Salah is free from anything. Salah must be that which, around which every other activity of dunya legitimate and of akhirah must revolve around. I must not listen or hear anymore anyone, whoever he or she may be, to say to me what is there after salah. That's indicative of an internal psyche that is mariz, of an internal nafs that is muttabi'a lihawaha, regardless of what the external claim may be. Never did any salih and any alim of the best generations of the history of man speak this way about salah. من استصغر الصلاة استصغر كل شيء بعد ذلك ولا شك. من أضاع شيئا من الصلاة ومن احترام الصلاة ومن تعظيم الصلاة أضاع بعد ذلك كل شيء، لأن كل شيء بعدها أدنى. As Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, Umar the governor, the خليفة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and the man of ilm and of ma'rifah and of course of state. The letter he sends to his governor, what does it say? A governor, a political post, so to speak, and his nasiha to him, as his governor, to trust him and to do good. حافظ على الصلاة لأنك إذا ضيعتها فأنت لغيرها أضيع وفأنت لما سواها أضيع. أي من حقوقك, من حقوق الله, من حقوق العباد. And he tells him, be careful, be mindful of your salah. If you miss on it, then you will miss on everything else besides it, which comprises other rights of others and of his and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of the community and every other activity. If we belittle salah, and I mean by belittling not ridiculing necessarily, but we use such adverbs as only or and ila ghairi dhalik, then rest assured that we are doing other things wrongfully and incompletely and mediocrely if we lose on salah, if we miss on salah the way it should be. My dear brothers and sisters, we'll see nafsi, advise myself first, wa iyakum, hafidhu ala salah. Hafidhu ala salah. Begin with that. In this path of tazkiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus on salah. Improve on it, because it is, insha'Allah ta'ala, my passageway to the next stations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without it, nothing else works. This folly of grandeur sometimes that we entertain, big things and huge things and big projects, yet salah is still mediocre. This, some early ulama who have the authority to say that, and I don't, would call it nifaq. I'm just quoting them, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Those who have that spiritual authority and the scholarly authority, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would call such behavior nifaq. My dear brothers and sisters, and the more I am mindful of salah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mindful of me. The more I cherish salah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cherish me. The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease in many other things from me, insha'Allah ta'ala. Wa salli Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim.